Explorers 6. Text copyright, Jill Munton. Recording copyright, Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2010. Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves. A Tale from the Middle East. Adapted by Jill Munton. Chapter 1. Treasure in a Cave. Long, long ago, in a town in Persia, there were two brothers. One was called Kasim, and the other was called Ali Baba. When he grew up, Kasim married a rich woman. He became a successful merchant with his own shop, selling carpets to the people from the town. But Ali Baba worked as a woodcutter. He and his family were poor. His wife worked hard, looking after their little house and bringing up their son, Khaled. Kasim was not a good brother. He treated Ali Baba and his family badly. He never shared any of his money with them. Every day, Ali Baba took his three donkeys into the forest. He cut down trees and loaded the wood into baskets on the donkeys' backs. Then he led the donkeys into the town and sold the wood at the market. But one day, as Ali Baba put down his axe and threw the last log onto the pile, he heard the sound of horses' hooves. Then he looked up and saw a huge cloud of red dust in the distance. "Lots of men on horses are coming," thought Ali Baba. "I must find a hiding place. They may try to kill me and steal my donkeys." So he led his donkeys further into the forest and hid them among the bushes. Then he looked around and saw a tall tree near a big grey rock. Quickly, he climbed to the top of the tree. He was hidden in its branches, but he could see the horsemen as they galloped towards him. As they came nearer, he counted them. 38, 39, 40, he said to himself. 40 horsemen. I wonder what they want. When the horsemen reached the big grey rock, each man jumped off his horse and tied it to a tree. Then the men untied the saddlebags and carried them towards the big rock. "Those bags are very heavy," Ali Baba thought. "I can see that it is difficult to lift them. I wonder what is in them." Then there was a flash of sunlight, and he saw a gold bar sticking out of one of the bags. "That's gold," whispered Ali Baba. "But where are the men taking it?" He watched from the tree as the men dragged their saddlebags up to the big grey rock. Then they stopped, and the first man cried, "Open sesame!" To Ali Baba's great surprise, a door opened in the rock, and the first man walked through it. The others followed him. "Close, sesame!" shouted the leader, and the door closed behind them. "It's a cave," thought Ali Baba. "They are going to hide the gold in the cave. Those men are thieves." The 40 thieves were in the cave for a long time. Ali Baba stayed in the tree and waited for them to come out. At last, the leader appeared, followed by all the others. "Close, sesame!" the leader cried when the last man was out of the cave. The door in the rock closed with a bang. Then the men tied the empty bags to their saddles and untied their horses. They jumped onto their backs and galloped away. When everything was quiet, Ali Baba slowly climbed down the tree. He walked across to the big grey rock and stood in front of it. I wonder if I can make the door open, he thought. Open sesame, he cried, copying the leader of the thieves. Slowly, the door in the rock opened. Ali Baba smiled to himself and went in. When he was in the cave, he cried, Close sesame! And the door closed behind him. The cave was very large. There was a hole in the rock above Ali Baba's head. Lots of light came through the hole, and he could see everything clearly. He looked around. He was amazed by what he saw. There were hundreds of gold and silver bars, big bags of gold coins, and rolls of brightly coloured silk. There were emerald necklaces, bracelets, and rings made from diamonds and rubies, and gold crowns. The cave was full of treasure. What a lot of treasure! Ali Baba said. And now I have found it! He thought for a moment. Those thieves should not have all this treasure. I will take some of the gold and keep it for myself. He said the password again and the door opened. Then he went to get his three donkeys from their hiding place among the bushes. I have a surprise for you, he told the donkeys. Today you will carry gold, not wood. He left the donkeys outside the cave and went back in. Three donkeys and six baskets, he said. I will take enough gold to fill six baskets. Ali Baba picked up some of the bags of gold and loaded them into the baskets. He put some wood on top of each basket to hide the gold. Then he stood outside the cave and cried, Close sesame! The door closed with a loud bang. Ali Baba smiled to himself and set off for the town. Ali Baba did not go to the market. Instead, he led the three donkeys back to his house. He took them into the barn and shut the door. Then he took the wood out of the baskets. And there it was, his gold. Six baskets full of it. He waited until it was dark. He did not want anyone to see his treasure. Then he carried the bags of gold into his house and put them in a big pile. He called his wife from the kitchen. Look, he cried. We are rich, my dear. I will never have to cut wood again. We can eat the best food and wear the finest silk clothes. When Ali Baba's wife saw the gold, she was amazed. I have never seen so much gold, she said, blinking. But Kasim is the rich man, not you. Where did you get it from? Did you steal it? So Ali Baba told her the whole story. He told her all about the horseman, the hole in the rock, and the cave full of treasure. So you see, I did steal the gold, he said. But I stole it from thieves, so that's all right. Now we must keep it a secret. You must promise not to tell anyone about our gold. All right, replied his wife. You must dig a hole and bury it in the ground. Then it will be safe. But first, let's find out how much gold we have. I will go to Kasim's house. I will borrow some weighing scales from his wife. That's a good idea, said Ali Baba. Go and get the scales now, and I will dig the hole. So Ali Baba's wife went to Kasim's big house on the other side of the town. She knocked on the heavy wooden door. As she waited, she smiled to herself and thought, Now Ali Baba and I can buy a house like this. One of Kasim's servants led her into the sitting room. Please, may I borrow your scales? She asked Kasim's wife. I need to weigh some meat. I will bring the scales back later tonight. Kasim's wife frowned. Ali Baba is a poor man, she thought. But his wife wants to weigh some meat. Meat is very expensive. Where did she get the money to buy it? Of course you may borrow my scales, Kasim's wife said. I will go and get them from the kitchen. Then Kasim's wife had an idea. When she lifted the scales down from the kitchen shelf, she took out a pot of sticky honey. She quickly put some honey in the bottom of one of the pans. Now I will be able to find out what sort of meat they have, she said to herself. Some of it will stick to the honey. Kasim's wife carried the scales into the sitting room. Here you are, she said to Ali Baba's wife. You can keep them for as long as you like. Thank you, said Ali Baba's wife. She took the scales and went back to her own little house. She quickly tipped handfuls of gold coins into the pan and weighed them. Then she ran out into the garden where Ali Baba was digging the hole. Husband, she cried, we are rich indeed. We have enough gold for the rest of our lives. Ali Baba clapped his hands and laughed. How happy we will be, he cried. Our son Khaled will be rich and happy too. Take the scales back now. We don't want Kasim and his wife to find out our secret. So Ali Baba's wife took the scales back to Kasim's house. She didn't see the gold coin that was stuck with honey to the bottom of the pan. Here are your scales, she said to Kasim's wife when she arrived. Thank you for lending them to me. You are very welcome, replied Kasim's wife. Did you weigh your meat? Oh, yes, said Ali Baba's wife. And I have plenty of it. Plenty. When Ali Baba's wife had left, Kasim's wife picked up the scales and saw the gold coin at the bottom of the pan. Gold, she said to herself. I knew they had a secret. Where did they get this gold from? When her husband came home, she showed him the gold coin. Look at this, she said. Ali Baba's wife came to borrow my scales earlier. She said she wanted to weigh some meat. I didn't believe her, so I put some honey in the bottom of the pan. Look, when she brought the scales back, this gold coin was stuck to the bottom. Kasim looked into the pan and frowned. I am a very rich man, he said. But my brother Ali Baba must be richer. He has so much gold that he has to weigh it. Where did he get it from? I will have to find out. It is late, said his wife. We must sleep now. And in the morning, you can go to your brother's house and ask him about the gold. He will have to tell us everything. He can't keep secrets from us. Very well, my dear, replied Kasim. I will visit Ali Baba in the morning.